How come you're not doing this story? How come you
How
come you let Wayne TV beat you to the punch on this story? This is a story that everybody cares about. Everybody in Fort Wayne should know about this. There's a group who wants allow Fort, right now, it's illegal to have chicken coops in Fort Wayne. Or they call them urban chickens.
Gotcha.
But there's a group in Fort Wayne called Food, Not Lawns.
I don't know what that means.
Food, chickens, not lawns. What do you need a lawn for? Lawn is stupid. They're working to change this and make Fort Wayne an example of sustainability. So in the coming weeks, they're going to go to City Council to try to persuade City Council to allow chicken coops to pop up all over Fort Wayne. And Carrie, I'm surprised that you haven't...
led the charge?
You're here talking about these million-dollar homes in a Boyd, and you're not talking about Food Not Lawns wanting chicken coops to be legal.
I guess I'm somewhat of a city slicker, so I wouldn't know what to do with it. I love fresh eggs from a chicken, though.
Well, first of all, those of you who are upset, just relax, because roosters are not allowed due to the noise in this. They just want hens. And chickens could only be used for their eggs, not for slaughtering or food.
Yeah, that would not be good. When your kids are out playing in the front yard or the backyard, playing an innocent game of kickball, and the neighbor's out there slaughtering chickens for dinner. Not good.
There would be a limit of 6 chickens, but a minimum of 2. So you'd have to have between 2 and 6 chickens if you wanted to take part in this. And your enclosure must be located at least 10 feet from any property line or 20 feet from any neighboring dwelling.
Aren't they kind of messy, though?
Yeah.
Smelly, messy?
Yeah. I mean, they are a lot of work. It's not just getting a couple of, I think we both have talked to people with chickens. I mean, it's not just putting them in the, in a pen or whatever they do with them.
And can I just throw this in?
Yeah.
Might be a little wrinkle in this plan.
Whoa.
But did we not just about a week or two ago have the DNR talking to us about an urban coyote problem? Now, if you add chickens to the mix, it's going to be nasty.